Hi there, my name is Abby and I will be your social worker for today to walk you through the materials that were sent to you by Abba Reflected. At first, I would just love to say that I'm so thankful that you're starting this journey with us, and I hope that the materials in this envelope can be a help to you now as you're starting this process of becoming a foster parent and in the future times that you'll need them in foster care. So the first resource that will be in the envelope is a wanted poster, and this was found in a newspaper in the 1800s in Coffeyville, Kansas. And as you can see, and as you can read later on after I'm done describing it, this poster is about an orphan train, which was one of the first instances of foster care in the United States. So trains would bring orphans from the East Coast to the Midwest, and they would bring them to families who would then adopt them or foster them for the time, because there were so many children in the East Coast that needed a place to stay. So take the time to read the article, and you can click pause on this and start play when you are ready. Okay, the second article in the envelope is a map describing the systems of foster care throughout the world, and this map was compiled using resources from all over the globe, and it's just really cool to see the differences of foster care throughout the world. So take time to read the map, and I will see you in a second. The third article in the envelope is a talk given at Abba Reflected's conference. We have an annual conference, and this was Brock Olson's message on why we foster care and Abba Reflected's perspective on foster care and how we are driven by biblical terms and perspectives about how Christ and God have adopted us into their family. And so we would like to show that same respect and action towards those who are fatherless on the earth. So take time to listen to it. It is really powerful, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. The fourth article in the envelope is a poem that was found in a foster child's diary when he was staying at a family's house. And this poem is really impactful because it reminds us of the importance of the child's perspective. And as you can see in the progression of the poem, he starts out in just so afraid, and then goes to confused, and then he's lowering his guard, as you can read in the poem. So take time to read it and just soak in all the emotion found in the pages. The next article is similar. It is the diary entry of a foster mom, and this mom actually submitted this entry to our company when she was going through all of her older journals. And this obviously isn't all of her journals, but these are the ones that she's selected to send to us that show just the initial process and emotions of allowing kids to come into your home. So read these, and I'm sure as you progress through the application process and of receiving a child or children in her case, you will be able to relate to her heavily. The sixth piece in this envelope is a resource that Abba Reflected has put together for parents who are going to be foster parents and who are foster parents about questions that come up that you really don't think about, like how do you work through holidays and when will they ever settle in and all those different things that you might not think about. So this article and this resource will be really important to you and your family as you begin to navigate this journey. So take time to read that as well. And the last article in this envelope, of course, is the application. And once you have completed these articles, and we just trust that you've been praying about this a lot, we encourage you to apply for foster care. All of the requirements that, the initial requirements that most companies require are on the application. And as you know, and as you heard in Brock Olson's talk, our company does not work directly with pairing you with a foster child, but we are the bridge between you and the agencies that do. And so these agencies require certain things, and we cover those on this application. So fill that out, and you can send it into our office. And then when you're done with that, I guess you don't have to send it to the office. You can just give us a call on the number on the cover sheet, and we will set up an appointment with you to meet you and to go through all of the initial screenings and all of that stuff. But as of now, we are just so incredibly grateful that you are on this journey with us, and if we can be of any help, please let us know. So I hope to see you soon. Thank you.